This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
Let's talk about an item from the RT DNA. It's an article about anchor hires being casting decisions. This dates back to 2012 when meteorologist Kyle Hunter sued CBS Broadcasting, claiming its two Los Angeles affiliates repeatedly shunned him for numerous on-air broadcasting jobs due to his gender and age. Hunter points out that he had more than 20 years' experience. He had a seal of approval from the American Meteorological Society, whereas the person they hired had very little experience and no certification. However, a court decided that reporting the news and creating TV shows are covered free speech activities. And basically the idea is that weather anchors, you know, choosing what weather anchor to hire is a casting decision. So it doesn't matter if you're a meteorologist and you've done all this training and you have all this know-how about how the weather is supposed to work and what's coming in. It's a matter of whether you look good while you're reading the weather forecast.
Right, and it's not just the weather anchors. It's also the reporters and the anchors and anyone else up on the desk now is what we're seeing.
So it doesn't matter if you're a trained journalist. If you're not as good-looking as someone else, the good-looking person might get the job.
At least in California so far,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I know this exists out there, And I tell the students the truth when I talk to them about, you know, the broadcasting business and hirings and things like that. I do let them know that, yeah, this does exist out there. I really don't like seeing it set in legal precedent. And that's something that is just a little disturbing to me is, you know, someone's telegenic appeal would outweigh someone's maybe their reputation, maybe news gathering for 20, 30 years. You know, we do hear of sometimes the veteran anchors getting the boot. And then who comes in to fill their shoes? It's maybe someone 20, 30, 40 years younger than them who is very inexperienced. And I've seen that. I've seen coworkers fired before and only to probably think that maybe that's exactly what happened here. So, yeah, I've definitely seen that firsthand. I don't like it. I think newsrooms do take a hit in credibility when that kind of changeover happens. But I definitely see that happening quite a bit more.
It seems like blatant discrimination to me that this he says he's more qualified in his lawsuit, more experienced meteorologist is being turned away mm-hmm. in favor of younger women who don't have the same training and certification that he does. So, yeah, this decision really surprised me, and even the judge's use of the language casting decision, he called it essentially a casting decision to hire a weather person. So where does he get his employment rights protected? There might be other things at work here. Maybe he was fired and maybe he's incompetent, but, I mean, if we're going by the documents in the court case, he's losing out even though he has more experience, and so where, you know, how are his employment rights being protected?
Yeah, now, Jasmine, you said, you know, it could hurt the station's credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just a short-term thing, though? Won't viewers forget about it as they become acclimated to the new good-looking hire?
Yeah, they do. I mean, there's some people who won't forget about it, but a majority of probably their viewers will let, you know, things will pass and they'll get accustomed to whoever they're watching and they'll be fine with it. But as just someone who critiques television quite a bit, and I've been a news producer before, I've just seen firsthand how it can affect even inside the station and hurt current employees, you know. I mean, for fear of, you know, as they get older, they fear that they'll lose their job. And that culture of always being afraid that as I get older, I'm going to lose my job. I mean, that breeds contempt for the station inside.
Well, I'm wondering, too, what you both think about this idea that a hire is a, you know, it's a casting decision. You know, Lisa, if a newspaper was trying to hire, and you know, you don't wear a fedora and chain smoke and drink gin. I mean, you don't fit that role of the old-fashioned role of the newspaper reporter. Could you ever get hired?
Maybe if I had the gin part. No, I'm just kidding. I think with casting decision, you're going to get that more in TV. I'm not a TV person. You know, it doesn't really matter what we look like, those of us in print, unless maybe you're a columnist with your picture in the paper. So
even that can be doctored.
But even in I think there is gender bias a lot of times in print. There's still only a third of newspaper employees are women. There's perhaps a youth bias too, because you can pay young people less. And right now in this climate, you know, when people are trying to cut budgets. So, but on TV, it is really disturbing. This is kind of like sexism in reverse. You know, the young woman is being preferred to the male, but when you see sometimes on the news program, on the news side, it's the older anchor man and the young, pretty anchor woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then she's maybe phased out when when women get older. At least, I don't know if that's so much true anymore, but
as women got older.
Yeah, with older being what, 29 or 30?
Phased out.
No, not even that. I mean, 40s. I've seen 40-year-old anchors taken out of their positions, and veteran anchors I have. And it was disturbing to me to see it. So, yeah, I have seen this firsthand. I've seen older women taken out for younger women. Yeah. It's not something I like to see more and more. I don't like that at all. I think experience counts. And what does this say? What does this practice say? If this is happening more and more, what does it say between print journalism and broadcast journalism? What is the quality of journalism that we're doing?
Not to mention the quality being deteriorated by the staff cutbacks, especially at newspapers, as we've seen.
Mm-hmm. Well, ideally, in every newsroom, as I say a lot on this show, you want a good mix of genders and races and people who reflect your community.
Mm-hmm.
And in the interest of good quality news. But, in some cases, you're giving people more maybe what they want than what they need.
Yeah. I mean, it is the prerogative of the station. I mean, they own the station to decide who is going to be on air. But for casting decisions, it's almost minimalizing the journalism aspect and making it much more about the face of who's telling you the story.
All right. With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.